Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America. We're a different kind of show, and we'll prove it over the next few hours right here on Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. We're heard on Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada, joined by Art Source. Former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC, Mark Mancini, world's worst sports handicapper, attorney Laura Snoke with us. And we're joined by Nancy Finley. We had Nancy on a few months ago concerning her book, Finley Ball. And she's going to talk about what's going on in the city of Oakland. And, of course, the A's moving to Sacramento. We'll talk to her about that. We'll discuss anything and everything, Barron sports trivia, what we can talk about, what's happening in sports. First of all, I got to say this. On Thursday night of this week, the most boring 3 hours in the history, and I mean this, in the history of sports television. That's the second round of the NBA draft. I've never seen anything like that. I've never heard anything like that. All I can tell you, even without Stephen Smith on the second show, he was on the first show, not on the second show, it still was the most boring sports program I've ever heard or seen in my life. If you have something worse than that, please email me, sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. In the last hour of the three-hour boring snooze-a-rama, they ran a commercial every other pick. It was like pick, commercial, pick, commercial, pick, commercial. Players you never heard of anyways. Anyways, email us at sportsfred@ao.com. Of course, last weekend, Oklahoma City wins the whole thing. And good for the city of Oklahoma, the city. It's only 750,000 in the entire town. 500,000 apparently, allegedly showed up for that celebration this week. And so fantastic for the city of Oklahoma City. We can discuss that. Kevin Durant, no longer in Phoenix, now in Houston. You can be anywhere. Back after this on Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's Teen Driver Discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Testing, testing.
We are live from Chick-fil-A.
This is Grant.
And this is Laura.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that sweet bun.
And that chicken filet was perfectly crispy and soft at the same time.
And that Smokehouse Barbecue sauce, it's a lot of fun. And the brown sugar bacon definitely had a little bit more pizzazz. Also, the Mac, one of the all-time greats. Man, I'm getting hungry.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Nancy Finley will talk about the former Oakland A's, now the Sacramento A's, maybe, and the Las Vegas A's, maybe. We'll talk to Nancy about that. But right now, with the opening, I talked about something that I really mean this. Thursday night was the most boring 3 hours of sports I've ever seen in my life. The second round of the NBA draft. In the last hour, they ran more spots than you could ever believe. But even before that, and even without Stephen A. Smith, it was just a horrible show, period-wise. I don't know what's happening to ESPN. Art, I don't know how much of that you were able to watch, but I tried to watch the whole thing. I couldn't. It was like unbearable. What do you say?
I have to agree with you, Fred. I mean, first of all, you know, everybody kind of could tell who the first 10 picks were going to be. It was pretty much – there wasn't a whole lot of anticipation or excitement, you know, involved in it. And I'm happy to see Cooper Flagg do what he got, but you were right about the second round. There's no way you could even watch that for a split second. I'd rather watch flies climbing the drapes.
Laura, I know you're a big NBA fan. Were you able to watch either night, Wednesday or Thursday?
I have to say, I did not watch the draft. I actually forgot about it until this morning. I checked it. See if there were any surprises, but there weren't. I see the Lakers got a couple second round picks that they didn't have. They didn't have any first round picks. So we'll see what happens. But yeah,
you were lucky you forgot.
Yeah, I find them to be sort of boring anyway, even on their best day.
Mark, did you watch the draft?
Still celebrating my 39th wedding anniversary.
That's more important than the NBA draft.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, The whole Dallas Mavericks pick at number one is right up there on my conspiracy theory with Shohei Ohtani not knowing where his money went.
Yeah.
So how do you have a 1% chance of hitting the lottery and you bypass all these other teams? I think something really
– ping pong, your little right ping pong ball might have been weighted a little wrong.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Art, you've been known to bet a shekel or two. You bet on 50-1 shots. A few of them have hit, have they not?
Yeah. This is the 99-1.
Well, yeah. This was more like 100-1, though, Fred. And I mean, and the way it happened with Luka Doncic going and getting traded to the Lakers, and, you know, they got a good player in Antonio Davis, but it was almost like we're going to make up for that here. And, you know, I'm not beyond all that conspiracy. I'm kind of with you on that one, Mark.
Yeah.
It's a little questionable.
All just right, like the Greek Freak going to the Lakers pretty
there's,
soon.
There's too many people that would have to be involved in it for it to, I mean.
Yeah, that's like, that's
Americans
like the lotto.
Are too talkative, you know, there's no yeah, way everybody.
It's like the lotto in Pennsylvania, you know, that goes to support, it goes to support, you know, elderly people. And I'm looking around, what do they get? They don't get anything.
No.
I'm like, okay.
All right, let's throw this out. 82 players with college eligibility wanted asked to go out, asked to jump to the NBA. However, they had a couple of months to decide. That 82 became 32, the lowest number in a long time. Why? Because of NIL. What they were saying basically is, if I don't get drafted in the first round, I'm making more money now in college than I would getting a halfway contract in the NBA. Art, you had a major contract with the Rams. Talk about that.
Yeah, my $35,000 a year contract. I was huge in those days. Let me tell you, I could get a small condo in Laguna, maybe. No, not really. But anyway, what I was going to say is, yeah, that's a little bizarre. When you have a guy like Cooper Flagg, who's really going to take a pay cut from playing as a freshman at Duke for $28 million, and now he gets drafted number one in the NBA. And because of the veterans really screaming years ago, the old Sam Bradford rule, I call it, you know, the NFL guy said, wait a minute, this guy's getting $80 million. I've been playing in the league for 6 years and I'm only making 20. You know, the way they've set these drafts up, I think eventually there's going to be a real problem in professional sports where you're going to see college kids going and look at Shedeur Sanders as another example. College kids are going to go, wait a minute, I can play another couple of years at college. You know, get my degree. I like them. They're probably real concerned about their degree, but in my day we were. But the point I'm making is, at what point does, you know, do you jump the frog or whatever you want to call it?
Laura, you're a UCLA fan. I didn't see any UCLA names as far as the draft is concerned. Any comments about Nick Cronin?
I didn't. No, I don't like Nick Cronin, but I think, you know, this could be one example of a bad policy causing a better result, which is kids staying in college. Good thing.
Yeah, I like that.
So, you know, so maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. But don't forget, Cooper, I mean, we keep saying he's going to take a pay cut, but he's going to still get his endorsements.
Yes, of course.
Plus, an additional, what's the minimum? $3.2 million for the top 10 or something? For the rookies, it's not a very big salary, but he's still going to, I mean, he's not going to lose his endorsements unless he doesn't play very well.
Oh, he'll be able to pay his bills. I have no problem
he'll
with that.
He'll be able to pay his bills. So, I mean, you know, it's like anything else. When the pendulum goes all the way to the other side, it takes a while for it to moderate and kind of get back to the center and see where this is all going to shake
out. And how about what happened today? Where Texas State is going to join the Pacific 12, and we've got a Pac-12 again, and they got a TV contract for next year to actually be on CBS television. Wow. So your Pac-12 is going to be Washington State, Oregon State, Boise State, Fresno State, a lot of states, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, and Texas State. So the only one that's two universities are Washington. Oh, wait a minute, they're all state universities, all eight.
I think I'll watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
I think they have a deal on the CW or CBS. I know that their games will be televised, but they wouldn't be until they got that eighth school. And that eighth school, of course, did become Texas State. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com. sportsfred@ao.com. I have to throw this out. We got a couple minutes to go before the end of this segment. Austin Reeves of the Lakers turned down 4-year guaranteed $89.9 million. He's making $18 million right now. Turned down $90 million over 4 years. Here's a guy who was drafted, I think, by Detroit. He refused to go. Signed a half-and-half contract with the Lakers. And next thing you know, he's a superstar. Art, any comments about Austin Reeves?
I like this guy.
Austin Reeves.
I thought he had a great year last year. I think he averaged nearly 20 points a game, played well. I really have to question what his agent's thinking there. I mean, that's a lot of money for a player who's probably a 6th, 7th, 8th guy. I mean, I know there's tons of money in the NBA. If you think he's a starter, that's okay. But I mean, okay, even if he's the fifth best player on your team or the fourth best player, that's still a lot of money. And I mean, and it's guaranteed. We're not talking – that's 4 years guaranteed money. That's
you know what?
Great money. I was shocked that he turned it down.
I wasn't.
Because he didn't play very well in the short run in the playoffs that the Lakers had. He really didn't play very well.
Well, but I'll tell you one
thing. That he turned. That's a nice
Mark,
offer for him.
Tell me why, Mark.
I'll tell you why he turned it down. He bet on himself. There's a lot of talent in the NBA. How much character is in the NBA? The kid has talent and he has character. So he's going to get the money somewhere. I mean, hey, you know, we talk about all these guys making money. You saw a guy that was drafted by Utah. He really didn't even want to go there, and he wanted to go here. He wanted to go this. So these guys might have talent. Talent to me goes so far. I'm looking at character.
What if he tears his Achilles?
Which seems to be happening a lot in the NBA.
Yeah, but you can tear your Achilles if you have talent too.
Yeah, like no, Paul but my point is he turned down $90 million guaranteed, and of course he might have an insurance policy, but it's not going to pay more than $90 million. What if he tears his Achilles first game next season? Nobody's going to offer more.
I don't
than
know. You know, it's interesting because the scuttlebutt among Laker fans was that Austin Reeves was kind of on the trading block. You know, and Laker fans were saying, no, you know, he's played really well. We want to keep him on the team. Now he's kind of said, yeah, trade me if you think.
Let me ask you, there's another factor here. Maybe he doesn't want to play for the Lakers, and he feels like if he signs that $90 million contract with the Miami Heat, he's going to save all that money in taxes.
True. No state taxes in Florida.
Right. Well, and not only that, how many people have left the Dodgers and Lakers and gone to stardom?
Hey, you talk baseball. I have to throw this out before the break. Then we'll play Barron Sports Trivia. Later, Nancy Finley will discuss the A's. But I'm listening to WFAN. Jacob DeGrom, former Mets pitcher, is pitching very well for Texas. He's 8-2. They're saying he's a Hall of Famer. So I looked up his total wins. 91 wins and 59 losses. Now, Art, you're 127 years of age. I'm going to be very shaken if a Hall of – let's say he wins 30 games over the – he's 37 years of age. Let's say he wins 40 games the next 3 years. So he's got 130 wins. Is that enough for the Hall of Fame?
No. Whoever said that has no clue. And the guy has Hall of Fame potential when he's healthy.
Back-to-back.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, and I mean, he's a great hitter too. But let's be honest. Part of being a great pitcher is also having the ability to be out there every fifth day or every fourth day.
Well, let me 130 wins. Let's look at the 130 wins because everybody looks at wins and losses. What I look get inside the numbers and crunch the numbers is how many of those games did he give up one or two runs, no decisions, took it into the sixth, seventh inning? That could be Hall of Fame standard numbers.
So you'd vote, if he gets 130 wins and he's 40 years of age and he retires, you're going to put him in the Hall of Fame?
Well, no, I'm looking at more than numbers. You look at Mitch Keller with the Pirates, who's 1-10. His ERA is like a 2.48.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Are you going to put DeGrom in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I mean, wins and losses are kind of a deceptive statistic for pitching.
Yeah.
Because it's a team win.
Ask Nolan Ryan, ask Paul Skeens this year.
I don't like the Dodgers.
Clayton Kershaw
deserves the Hall of Fame.
All right, Art and I are on one side, Mark and Laura on the other. We'll take a break and come back.
I love it, Aaron, Laura.
Sports Trivia right here on Sports Over.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Now time for Barron Sports Trivia, where Laura and Mark and Art can prove what they know about sports. Art has a major advantage, being 127 years of age. Mark's got a major disadvantage in that he's the world's worst sports handicapper. Yeah. And Laura's disadvantage is she doesn't think she's a top-notch trivia player, but she's proven else where right here on Sports Overnight America. Laura, you ready?
No.
No.
I want to opt out for my avatar.
All right. This MLB Hall of Famer coined the phrase, let's play two.
Let's play two?
Oh, wow.
Let Laura have some time.
I don't know. Give me some hints.
Hall of Famer.
That narrows it. Okay.
Shortstop.
Give my wife a kiss once.
Shortstop.
Gave your wife a kiss. Well, that narrows it down to 127 years old.
Art's got an advantage. Let Laura try.
I don't know.
I know. Go ahead.
Chicago.
Ernie Banks? Oh, he was a second.
Yeah!
You say it's wow. Ernie Banks.
That's the answer, Ernie Banks?
I don't know. We'll find out. Mark, is it Ernie Banks?
I thought he was a second baseman, though. I don't think he was a shortstop.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang on to Laura on this one.
You say
Until
Ernie Banks.
To his part.
You say Ernie Banks.
I'm going to go with Laura.
All right.
It is Ernie Banks.
Both of them say Ernie Banks. Archer, 127. What do you say?
Ernie Banks. All 500 home runs with Jack Brickhouse making the call.
He ended up at first base, but played most of his career at shortstop, coming from the Negro League. And you guys are correct. Congratulations.
What a sweetheart of a man, too, you guys.
All right. I'm going
to
throw this
I wanted to be able to opt out of this game, and now I just...
Now you're rolling.
Okay, so this one we're going to throw to Art because this player played in Art's realm. This Hall of Fame NBA player, also pitched a couple of seasons for Chicago White Sox. Who might that have been?
Dave DeBuscher.
Dave DeBuscher, you say?
Yeah.
You say that he played for Detroit, and you say he was a Hall of Famer? Okay, so Art says Dave DeBuscher. Laura, you're not as old as Art.
Do you think it's either that or Bob. It's either that or Bob.
I think it's Michael Jordan.
What? I'm sorry,
Laura. Michael Jordan.
I think she's right. I think she's right.
Michael Jordan.
Now that I think about it, I think she's right. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan was a pitcher.
Oh.
Well, he could throw those dice pretty well.
And did he play for the White Sox or the Birmingham Barons?
White
Sox.
I'll stay with my
basketball player who played for the White Sox and also played in the NBA.
That was Michael Jordan.
Okay, that's the guy, the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini. Break the tie.
Jose De Leon.
Jose De Leon, pitcher for the Pirates.
I didn't even know these players
the answer,
are.
The answer. Art, you're a better poker player. You're a better poker player than this. Yes, it was Dave DeBuscher.
Wow.
But you got off Dave DeBuscher, so I can't give you credit. All right, Laura,
okay.
You have the answer,
but you're an idiot. Okay, I'll take that.
I still think you're going to play tennis. I bet I'll beat you.
Dave DeBuscher had one of the coolest set shots of all time. He would bring it down with his right elbow down around his right hip and launch it. And I love Dave DeBuscher. I don't know why.
He was better than Bobby Danridge?
Okay, Mr. Milwaukee Bucks over there. Will you relax? I'm trying to say something here. But Bill Bradley, Earl Monroe, Walt Frazier, Willis Reed, those were some of my favorite teams, and I'm not a Knicks fan. But they played great basketball under Red Oldsman.
All right, Mark, your chance on Barron Sports Trivia. This Hall of Fame player, this is hard to believe, had exactly the same number of hits at home and on the road. 1,815 hits at home and 1,815 hits on the road and 1,815 at home. Mark Mancini, who might that Hall of Famer be?
Rod Carew.
Rod Carew! Daughter Marion Levy died of leukemia. I'll never forget that. Laura, is it Rod Carew, 1,815 hits, both home and road?
Could be, but...
she's not going to hang on.
I don't know.
This guy started as a pitcher.
What team did he play for?
No, I'm not giving you that. That's too easy.
Oh, I'm gonna, it's not too easy.
Started as a pitcher.
I'll pass to Art.
Not Greg Brock.
Only thing I can think of is Dave Winfield.
Dave Winfield, fine ball player. What can I say? He's the man.
Stan Musial.
1,815 hits, left-handed and right-handed.
From the
Cardinals. You know what? My mother-in-law actually was his scorekeeper in high school at Denora High School in Denora, Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yeah. True story.
See the advantage of being old?
Have any one of you been to St. Louis? I've always been intrigued with that city.
Sportsman's Park was unbelievable in its day.
Yeah. It just seems like a nice baseball city.
I've been to St. Louis once in my life. I was the color commentator for the L.A. Soccer team, and I forgot the name now, 30 years ago. And I was in St. Louis for about 3 hours. Okay.
Did you see Emma when you were there?
I'm sorry?
Emma in St. Louis, Bugs Bunny.
All I know is the LA team lost. Okay, here we go.
You remember Bugs Bunny used to say, "Oh, that Emma."
All right, it's Laura's turn. You ready? This pitcher holds the all-time one-season record for strikeouts. Who might that have been?
Oh man, I think I might have this.
Let's see. Laura gets it.
I think I might have this.
Not career. One season.
One incredible season.
Yep.
Sandy Koufax?
Sandy Koufax. Mark, is it Sandy Koufax?
No, it's John Tudor.
John Tudor at more than Sandy Koufax in strikeouts? Are you dreaming?
I think so. I'm going to hang my head. John Tudor was good.
But he's not going to have more than Koufax.
No.
Art, who is it?
I'm torn between Mark Fedrich and Vida Blue.
You know, I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised. I think it was 1973. Flamethrower.
Danny McLean?
He ended up owning a team.
Ended up owning a baseball team.
Nolan Ryan.
The Angels traded for Jim Fergusi and the whole thing, or whatever.
Nolan Ryan. There you go. I love Nolan Ryan.
I was going to say Nolan Ryan.
You know, in the old days, you guys at the Big A, the pitchers used to warm up. The Angel pitchers would warm up down the first base line right on the side right there. And I was a kid, and I would go down there, and I would, like, stand there, and I'll never forget, man. He would throw so hard that, I mean, Jeff Torborg would do a lot of catching for him in those days, I recall. And, man, I got to tell you, the glove popped like it was something. And I mean to tell you, the guy was built. I mean, people don't know this, in Alvin, Texas, he kicked a 47-yard field goal in high school. He had legs that were so strong. I mean, just – and that's why he probably really didn't have many arm problems in an incredible career.
He had over 5,700 strikeouts.
Wow.
Okay, so – but he had 383 in 1973. Who is second? Who is second all-time?
Tom Seaver.
Bob Gibson.
Away too young. Bob Gibson. You say Bob Gibson for everything.
He was pretty darn good.
St. Louis.
Got to win one time, right?
The answer is the Harlem Globetrotters for Gibson. No, what was I going to say was Sandy Koufax, 382. In 73, Ryan's last start, he struck out, I think, 15 to set the all-time record.
Who would you take, Nolan Ryan or Bob Gibson? I'm taking Nolan Ryan.
I'm taking Bob Gibson. We'll take a break and come back with Nancy Finley and the rest of the show. Straight away on Sports Overnight.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and Small Soft Drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Summer days just got even brighter with Kohl's epic deals. Get this. You can score tees for just $5.99, bedding for 60% off, comfy shorts only $7.99, and so much more. You do not want to miss out. Shop Kohl's epic deals for savings on all things summer now, before it's too late. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends June 22nd. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on My Plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hey, everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. We had Nancy Finley on a few months ago on her book, Finley Ball. Nancy, of course, the niece of Charles Finley of the A's, history-wise, and Carl Finley, of course, Carl Finley, of course, her dad. And Nancy, I've got to ask you, all hell's breaking loose. Obviously, the A's are gone. The Raiders are in Las Vegas. What's wrong with the city of Oakland as far as sports is concerned? You know about it. What do you think?
It just seems like they can't become aggressive when they need to. And then they're too aggressive when they really don't need it. That's just my experience being there through the 70s and 80s. I never understood. And then there were times that they seemed complacent. I once called them and asked what they were going to do for the A's anniversary. This was, I think, 2014. And whoever I spoke to said, well, that's up to the team, isn't it? I was really shocked. I knew someone on the a council member and mentioned that to him. I just thought I needed to tell him what their PR person was saying. So if you have that attitude that, because at the time the city wasn't doing anything and I was frustrated. The media was helping a lot. But the city wasn't doing anything, so I called Oakland and got that response. So,
Art, you traveled everywhere. What do you think about the city of Oakland? You're on with Nancy Finley.
You know, Nancy, one of the things that kind of, you know, and I've been a closet A's fan for years. I go back to the 72, 73, 74 great teams.
Yeah.
With the Joe Rudy's, the Sal Bandos, the Reggie Jacksons, Cap Fitzgerald. Yeah, I mean, to me, that was, as a kid, they were unbelievable, you know. And you know, for years, I saw this new stadium down on the bayfront there, and I thought that was going to come to fruition.
Yes.
And, you know,
I saw that going.
Yeah, like we talked about in off the air, it really kind of irked me a little bit because of what's happened to Oakland. I mean, they lost the Warriors, they lost the Raiders, and now they lose the A's. And now, you know, they're in Sacramento and they're not drawing very well. And they're kind of stuck, you know, till 2028 before they can actually move into the new stadium in Las Vegas. And I'm wondering if they may have pulled the trigger a little quick leaving Oakland to do what they're doing now is my question, basically.
I certainly think they did. Now, when the Warriors left, I mentioned that to people and no one seemed really upset about it. They said, well, they're going over to San Francisco. Okay. So, but then with the A's, I thought there was really going to be something, but I heard actually there was only one meeting when they left and decided to go elsewhere. One meeting? No, that's not really a negotiation. Usually there's a back and forth, or you call back that late that night or the next day. Something happened.
Nancy Finley with us, the author of Finley Ball, and of course the niece of Charles Finley and the daughter of Carl Finley. Of course, in A's history, you can't do any better than that. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, you're on with Nancy Finley.
Well, Nancy's, it's always nice to hear from Nancy.
Hi.
We go way back.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing I look at this whole situation is I think the average sports fan today is very myopic. They don't know anything about tradition. They don't know anything. It's just wins and losses. They don't have any understanding of teams being in place, and everybody seems to be chasing the greenback.
Tradition.
Yeah. And it's really sad because it's almost like a 15-minute car chase. I've always said what the A's did in Oakland is simply amazing. The Dodgers haven't even done that. You win three titles in a row in the 70s. You keep all those guys intact, and they can bash Charlie Finley for whatever he has, but he was so innovative in creating ideas and bringing an elephant and the white shoes and the trademark uniforms and everything.
And the mule.
MC Hammer.
Yeah, and it's
ball girl.
It's really crazy today because
this is Fields Cookies. Yeah. There you go.
If you talk to the average sports fan today, it's almost they have an IQ of a plum.
Nancy, take it away.
They need, you know, people need to look more deeper at what's going on, like you said. And I seem to see through things when I hear read conversations or articles. I don't forget what I read, and then I put it together like a puzzle. But I was remembering, by the way, that when we used to get to the playoffs, I remember mid-August, and I was just glued to each game and to find out if we stayed in first place or maybe we were bumped a little behind. And it was really exciting. Now it seems like so many teams make it to the playoffs or maybe the wild card. It doesn't seem to be as it's exciting, but back then the way we had to stay level to get to the playoffs was very exciting. And I learned it happened when a competitive balance started, and that was something Kuhn said. He was upset about our constant wins, and in the Finley versus Kuhn trial he mentioned competitive balance, and the owners who were on the stand and asked about it, one said, well, you know, this is not bowling. You don't get a handicap in baseball. But then another one said, well, yeah, but that would be a moneymaker. So I understand now there should be a book called Competitive Balance. I couldn't write it because I don't know enough about that, but I can see how that was created to.
In the NFL, they call it parity, right?
All right, Laura Snoke, you're on with Nancy Finley.
On Bombshell.
Right here on Sports Overnight America. Laura, take it away.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
You know, I'm a longtime Raider fan, and I used to love going up to Oakland Coliseum and riding the Raider Express from LAX and taking BART over to the stadium, which was so easy from the airport.
Yes, and
seeing the Oakland the A's stadium right across
it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, and where the Warriors played. I mean, it was just such a loss for the city. It's really sad, and I think Mark's right that it's the average sports fan doesn't really appreciate the tradition that is lost. And
did you ever stop at the Hyatt, the Edgewater Hotel? There.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That sure. Coffee shop was known to have, I mean, I remember Matusak being there. You could run Al Davis. When that Hyatt was put out of business, I knew things were going to go bad. And that was put out of business when the A's stopped having the players and traveling players stay there. They started taking them over to San Francisco hotels. I remember falling on the floor when I heard about that. But that Hyatt depended on the teams. The Raiders used them, and we did. I could not understand why they stopped that. That was the beginning of where.
And there's no fan base in Las Vegas. I mean, no. It's just a moneymaker. Like Art said, it's just all about the money. Because
no matter what they say about all these people coming into the outskirts, it's still people flying in just to see the shows, and then.
And I don't, frankly, I don't quite understand. People don't really go to Vegas in the summer as much.
No. I mean, oh, my God.
I sort of get football, because
I'm in Austin,
all the snowbirds.
I'm trying to figure it out. What's worse more, the Sacramento A's or Lauren Sanchez and Bezos' wedding?
Well, they're free. They're not paying any rent, right? They're at least free right now.
John Fisher set up a deal with the city of Sacramento where he gets basically carte blanche.
Wow.
And that's what the Raiders got with Vegas. The Raiders first were going to park in Vegas and wait for San Antonio to open. But I don't know.
I was actually involved with Sheldon Adelson when they were first came down with that deal.
Yeah. What is
and
that
Sheldon,
deal?
Sheldon backed out.
Where does that deal rank with Irwindale?
What's $14 million?
Yeah, Al left Irwindale with $20 million in his pocket and left him to have Nancy, their own little Nancy,
you know, it's the same. Nancy it's the same issue with the Rams. You know, the Rams not building their stadium in L.A., but building their stadium in Inglewood. You know, and there's no right. public transit connection, unlike downtown, which there's, you know, downtown is so great now. You can take the train. There's all these stops. You can transfer to another train.
Car made a huge difference. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And they build it in Inglewood where there's like, it's like a wasteland around there. I mean, there's nothing around.
Is there an airport nearby?
Not nearby. I mean, in L.A., I guess you could say it's nearby. It's probably, you know, a half hour away.
Well, the airport was 5 minutes down Hagenberger to the Coliseum. And now
the Oakland airport. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And I remember my father pointing out Amelia Earhart Way. No one publicizes that. No one talks about that. I mean, where's the pride? And I remember the World Airways hangar there, but it's just all gone kaput. And it's so sad. Now it's just a big homeless camp.
Art, let me ask you a question. You know about Mr. Fisher. Apparently in the press releases, the media releases, he won't mention the city of Sacramento. He just says A's. What's the logic there, Art? Tell me.
Well, that's a great question, Fred. I mean, to me, if a city like Sacramento steps up and allows you to come there and play baseball and spend the money they're allowed to, you know, they're spending to support it. I mean, God only knows, as a right-handed power hitter, would I love to have played in Sacramento in the summertime? I mean, it seems to me like the ball just flies out of that stadium, and most of the hitters I've talked to agree. But, you know, I'm a little concerned about John Fisher because, you know, they're going to get going along with this stadium, and anything I've ever seen in sports, when they tell you it's going to cost this much, $1.5 billion, you can count on overruns. And I'm wondering if he's going to be able to step up and make up that difference in Las Vegas. Because, Fred, they said about SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles and Nancy, you know, well, we're going to do this for $4 billion. Well, it wound up being $6.5 billion.
With no ventilation.
Right. And the cities are pretty adamant right now in the counties like Clark County about, hey, we don't have that kind of money to be able to sink into this. So that's going to be a real interesting conundrum.
Does anyone remember back, 2012, I have articles around that time, Fisher was called media shy, and Lou Wolf was the spokesperson.
Yeah,
Fisher was media shy. What's happened? All of a sudden, he's out there talking. He may not say the right thing. His foot's in his mouth, but he's out there talking. And I don't believe that's his. I don't believe he's saying that. I think someone's whispering in his ear on what to say. He's never been the type to be outwardly like he's been.
Well, I think the big problem here is in Artie, you know, if these guys want to pack up and move out of a city, the taxpayers shouldn't pay the bill to furbish their stadiums. Pay your own tab if you want to take it out of the city.
Oh, look what they, oh my God. When they gave Al Davis all that, I was sick. I was sick about it. And I remember my dad said those, whatever they were called, where you paid for the privilege to buy tickets. My dad.
Oh yeah. The PALs, the personal seating license, PSLs. Yeah. That's another conundrum.
Nancy Finley, would they do this again? We hope things, change for your A's, and thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Nancy, love you. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thank you, Nancy Finley, for making an appearance on Sports Overnight America, talking about the Oakland A's, Sacramento A's, Las Vegas A's, perhaps. You can email us, folks, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com. These ball players make a lot of money, Art, but I don't think the fans have a right to say certain things that go beneath contempt, and certainly it happened to Mr. Marte of the Mets. Your comments are source.
You know, I've always thought that, you know, that you pay your money, you're allowed to heckle a guy, you know, but keep it to the point where, you know, hey, if a guy's a little overweight, one of the guy per uniform, you know, stuff like that. But when you start getting into, like, you know, you're really getting in deep about, you know, your mom or your dad, or, you know, as it happened in Comiskey, or whatever they call it, Rate Stadium in Chicago, Ketel Marte, the second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, they had this one fan had him in absolute tears. And that's just taking it too far, in my personal opinion.
Oh, it was Ketel Marte, not Mr. Marte of the Mets. Okay. Laura, what do you think about fans going perhaps overboard?
I thought that the MLB banned the guy for life. So that was a pretty good solution. It's just part of this lack of courtesy that I see everywhere. People just don't seem to have any sense anymore of community. It's all just for them, and they can, you know, like, people will block an entire street because they missed their turn, you know, for example, or, but then I had a very sort of heartwarming experience at Dodger Stadium the other night.
What?
Ended up going to the game, and I was invited by some friends who have season tickets, and they played the Nationals. They lost, which is always, you know, not as much fun, of course. But it was Ice Cube bobblehead. I mean, Ice Cube is a rapper. He's not a baseball player. I'm not quite sure why they do that, but he's a big Dodger fan, I guess. So I'm walking out the stadium, and my husband had given his bobblehead to our friends for whatever reason. And so I just had mine, and this guy comes up to me and he says, would you mind trading your bobblehead for last year's Shohei Ohtani bobblehead?
Heck yeah.
And I had to think for like a millisecond and said, no, yeah. And I didn't, you know, I didn't even ask him to show me the bobbling.
Okay, for Mark, for Laura, for Art, for Mario, put the show together. Thank you for listening to Sports Overnight America. More later, all night long on Sports Overnight America.